Practice Paper 2, Part 1. Access to information from written texts. Read the passage below and then answer questions 1 through 7. Camera is graffiti's unwelcome audience. What flashes and shouts when it sees something moving, thus helping to stop crime? No, not a high-tech police robot, something much simpler. A modified film camera that helps prevent graffiti vandalism. The camera is equipped with a motion detector and a digital voice recorder player and is mounted on a tree or pole. If the system detects motion in the area, it sets off both the camera and the flash and issues a loud warning like, "Stop, this is a restricted area." Ken Anderson, the developer, said the cameras were an alternative for governments and companies that spend a lot of money on removing graffiti. In Milwaukee, for example, which has more than 200 bridges, the municipality spent about $1 million 2 years ago on cleaning the graffiti. The money paid for crews who removed graffiti from the bridges and repainted them. The cameras are frequently moved to keep taggers, as the vandals are called, guessing. The film can be changed as needed. The system comes with a kind of remote control for determining how many exposures remain. But even if the exposures are used up, the system will keep setting off the camera and flash, activating the audio player as a deterrent. The California Water Service Company's Westlake District recently installed a camera at a reservoir that is a favorite gathering place for teenagers who would hang out at night with blankets, pizzas, and beer on top of the concrete holding tank and paint to their heart's content. No more. "Since the camera has gone in, we haven't had a problem," said the district manager at the water company. "Not one bottle, not one can, not one piece of trash, and no graffiti." So far, no one has been caught with a spray can in hand, arrested, and convicted. And no one has complained about being spied upon. Graffiti vandals, though, are finding ways to protest. Last month, in Linwood, California, a city of 60,000 people and 26 anti-graffiti cameras, a tagger climbed to the top of a pole where a camera was mounted and spray-painted it. The camera did not catch the act. Its batteries were dead.
Questions. Answer questions 1 through 7 according to the context of the passage. 1. Which of the following best presents the main idea of the passage? 1. Electronic devices do not always work. 2. American cities are plagued with graffiti vandalism. 3. A new device helps deter graffiti vandals. 4. Technology saves a lot of money. 2. Where in the passage are the following mentioned? A. The description of the device. Lines. B. How vandals are tricked. Lines. 3. A. What is the function of the camera? B. What is the function of the flash and voice recorder player? 4. Who are the taggers mentioned in line 14? 5. Why are the cameras moved around? Complete the following. So the taggers. 6. What is the camera in the California water reservoir an example of? 7. It is implied in the article that in general, the system is effective, but sometimes it is not. Find a phrase sentence to show that. A. It is effective. B. It is not effective. Part 2. Access to information from spoken texts. You're about to hear the text spoken twice. Before the first broadcast, you may look at the questions. You may start answering the questions after the first reading. Answer the questions according to the context of the passage you have just heard. Fill in the correct answer or circle the number of the most suitable answer given. Nature or nurture. 1. Nature refers to 1. The environment. 2. Qualities we were born with. 3. Family. 4. Both 1 and 2. 2. Nurture refers to 1. Education. 2. Genes. 3. Family. 4. Both 1 and 3. 3. The Minnesota study deals with 1. All kinds of twins. 2. Siamese twins. 3. Identical twins raised together. 4. Identical twins not raised together. 4. How many pairs of twins are being studied in the Minnesota study? 5. Which of these subjects were not mentioned as being examined in the Minnesota study? A. Athletic ability. B. Hobbies. C. Fears. D. Hopes. E. Taste in music. F. Weight. 6. Oscar Storr and Jake Ufi are mentioned because 1. They grew up in totally different homes. 2. They had a Jewish father. 3. They had absolutely no contact. 4. Jack had lived on a kibbutz. 7. We know that Oscar, 1. Grew up in Nazi Germany. 2. Was active in the Nazi Party. 3. Was raised as a Nazi. 4. None of the above. 8. When were the twins separated? 9. The British housewives both, 1. Had wire-rimmed glasses. 2. Dipped their toast in coffee. 3. Like spicy food. 4. Like to wear many rings. 10. Scientists seem to think that, 1. There are specific genes which determine everything we do. 2. Certain aspects of our personality are inherited. 3. It is mainly nurture which determines our character. 4. It is mainly nature which determines our character.